Good morning. Welcome back to Nach Yomi. Welcome to all those Nach enthusiasts out there. We're going to be covering the 27th perek of Sefer Shmuel Aleph as we move our way towards the end. This is a very short perek. It only has 12 psukim and describes an in-between time for David HaMelech. David has now had his last encounter with Shaul. Shaul has once again entreated David that he's going to be on his best behavior. He's not going to search out David. It seems like David does not trust Shaul anymore. This perek talks about David's exile. So what does David do? The next thing he does is he gathers his men together and he says, I'm going to the land of the Philistines. We've seen David do this beforehand. It wasn't so successful first time. It seems a lot more successful second time round. What does he do? He goes to the land with all his 600 men to the land of Achish ben Maoch, the king of Gath. And he said, and he comes to Achish and he's with his family, his two wives, Achinoam and Abigail, and he clearly convinces Achish that he is there on his side. We'll see how he does this in just a moment. While Shaul hears this, he no longer pursues David. Ironically, Shaul is not willing to risk himself to fight David when it comes to involving himself with his enemies, which is what he should have been doing the whole time. So he should have been fighting against the Philistines, not David. When David goes to the Philistines, he somehow finds this type of peace. So David comes and now entreats Achish, the king of Gath, and says, perhaps, O king, you can give me a city or a some sort of, you know, village that we can settle in your territory, so we don't have to be in the main city with you. And so he does that. Achish is very looks on David very favorably and gives him the city called Ziklag, which is going to be till today, till later on in Tanakh, is going to be a time or a place which is for the kings of Yehuda. So while this is happening, the Tanakh tells us this lasts for about 4 months, 4 months, 2 days, according to many of the Mefarshim. So it's a short period of time that David's in this in-between status. And what David does is that during the day, he goes out and he starts performing these raids. He goes and raids local, the territories of the Geshuri and the Amaleki who are in the land. And the way he does it is he performs it in a way that there's no survivors. He kills everybody from these cities that he raids, and he brings back the spoils and gives them to Achish, the overlord. And when Achish asks him, where did you go today? So David said, well, I went and I was pillaging the lands of Yerachmiel, which is, and the Negev of the Cani, and the south of the Cani. These are all territories in Yehuda. So what David HaMelech is ultimately doing is he's trying to, you know, the message he's giving to Achish is that I've turned coat on my brethren. Because of my persecution from Shaul, I am now on your side. I'm going to even pay homage to you. While actually what he's doing is he's killing the neighbors of Achish. And this ends the perek. And in fact, the perek actually closes with Achish's thoughts. His thoughts of the situation, which is, V'hoya li le'eved olam. He believes that David is going to be this great turn of events. David is going to be his eternal servant. One or two things just to think about as considering this perek is the Malbim asks a basic question, and that is, why is it that David HaMelech is not confident that he cannot carry on escaping Shaul as he has? Meaning, he knows Hashem's on his side. He knows he keeps outsmarting Shaul at every turn. So just stick around. Why go into the lion's den of the Philistines? So the Malbim points out two ideas which are just essential to Jewish thought in general. And the one is that we don't rely on Nisim. David realizes that so many things have to happen in order for him to escape. He says, I don't want to rely on Nisim. On the other hand, the Malbim points out, what the other way you could look at it is, maybe it wouldn't be Nisim, but you know, even if it weren't miraculous, it was just lots of good coincidences all at once, well, you know, Bederech Teva, that takes up a lot of zechuyos to have that high intensity zechuyos bill running up there. And so David HaMelech says, "This is it. I need to get out of this." And so that's what he does. Why is David HaMelech not scared to go back to Achish? I mean, did he not have a bad experience there? So some of the Mefarshim, like the Kleiakos, say this is a different Achish. You see, this is actually Achish ben Maoch, who's in Gat. It happens to be very. Very strange that it's the same Achish in Gat, but apparently in a different person. The Radak says, well, the fact that he comes in as a mercenary, the fact that he comes in with all his men and is clearly setting up shop, gives more of a sense of reliability, which is what he does. Also, the money doesn't hurt when it comes to Achish feeling very placated by David's raids. When looking at David's raids, last point to consider today is that it does sound pretty terrible, meaning he's killing everybody. Now, of course, this is to protect his own security, so people, there's not going to be any survivors. Dead man's tale, no tales. So nobody's going to report David to the authorities. But it does sound rather violent. What's really going on over here? So the Malbim points out a very interesting point. And that is that the people he was killing were actually all from the seven nations of Israel, which gives us this dramatic irony. Here is David, the king in exile, who's performing the duties of the king, who should be performing these duties of removing the extra seven nations in the land of Israel. And David's the one doing it and not Shaul. Meaning Shaul, who's in the seat of power, is not doing what he should be doing. David is at the risk of his own life while he is in exile, which really gives us a sharp contrast as to what leadership should and could be. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.